I just want to just talk to you in just these few minutes about the Savior, about having faith in the Savior, having faith in Jesus. In a time now where people are really confused about where to put their faith. But you have to know now for sure, in the hour that we live in, that you cannot put your faith in man. You cannot put your faith in your career. You cannot put your faith in money. You cannot put faith in your family alone. You have to put your faith in Jesus Christ. There's a wonderful story in the book of Matthew in the Bible in chapter 8 that talks about an officer who encounters the Savior. And this officer comes publicly in front of all these people and he pleads with the Savior, Jesus Christ, because one of his servants is very sick and so much in pain that they're suffering in the moment. They're being tormented with pain at that very moment when the officer comes to Jesus. And publicly, he comes before Jesus and pleads, would you please heal my servant? The officer comes before him. Now, it's not just, you have to understand the situation here. He's a Roman officer, and he's surrounded by Jews. And so normally an officer wouldn't come out publicly and begin to express with such passion and in such a dramatic way in his need for the Savior to come and to heal his servant. In that time, a Roman officer was mostly known for just their pride, their arrogance, their rude way of speaking to people. But this was an officer who had complete faith in Jesus. This was an officer who, despite the culture around him, despite what most people would assume in accordance with his status and his position, would be one that is obnoxious or prideful, he was a man that was humble. An officer that was humble and broken and in need of a miracle. And he comes to Jesus publicly and says, will you heal my servant? And Jesus responds and says, I will go and I'll heal your servant. Because that's what Jesus will always do when we come to him and ask for his help. Do you know that? Do you know if you come to Jesus and ask him for a miracle in your life? Do you know if you come to Jesus and ask him to save you? He will save you. That's who Jesus is. He will not deny your prayer for salvation. He will never deny your plea for healing. He will never reject your honest cry for hope. He is hope. He is life. He is a healer. And so he'll always respond the same way if you believe in faith. I will come. But here's what's so amazing about this officer. He goes, don't come. Because I'm not worthy. My home is not worthy. So here he is with faith, but here he is honestly expressing that I'm a failure. I'm a sinner. I'm flawed. I don't really deserve your kindness. I don't really deserve you for you to come and do anything for me, but I believe in faith that you're a merciful God. I believe in faith that you're gracious and loving. And so here he is going in front of everyone. I'm amazed by just here he is surrounded by people staring at him. Here he is not concerned about his status or position or career, but in this moment, he's desperate for a breakthrough. He's desperate for life for someone else. He's a broken man, a humble man who was kind and caring. People considered him a good man. Even in another portion of scripture, the Jews even came to Jesus on his behalf and expressed that this man had even helped them build a synagogue. But I want you to know something, that being a good person doesn't mean you're in right standing with God. Doing good deeds doesn't mean that you're saved. You have to come to a humble place in your life and recognize that you and I were born sinners, born failures. This officer knew enough in faith. No, it doesn't matter that everyone in town says good things about me. It doesn't matter that here are the Jews and another culture surrounding me saying that I'm a good person. What I do know is I need God's mercy right now, and I don't deserve it, but I believe in faith that if you just say the word, she'll be healed. I'm not worthy, but just say the word. And so Jesus responds in this moment and says, I've never seen faith like this in all of Israel. I mean, here he is, a Roman officer coming to me, asking for a miracle, but yet honestly, publicly, expresses his flawed, sinful nature in front of everyone. I've never seen faith like that. And then Jesus, in that very hour, heals that servant girl. Because of a man's faith to believe in a God who's merciful. Because of a man's faith to believe that God is gracious. A miracle happens in that hour. I share that story with you to let you know this, that there is a miracle for you right now in this hour. That miracle is salvation in Jesus Christ. If you would believe in faith, like the officer. You see, in just a minute, we're getting ready to stand up and pray. But I'm going to invite you to come forward and pray with me. All those that know you need a Savior, you need Jesus. You've heard from two men tonight that expressed that their journey, a very long journey, much of their lives was spent lost, hurting, trying to do things in their own strength, live the way they wanted to live. But it wasn't until they came to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in faith and believing that now these two men are able to come up here and stand as a living testimony of the goodness of Jesus Christ, a public display of God's amazing grace. But there are others tonight who have come to the conclusion that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. You see, we have the full picture now because of this word. To believe in faith that Jesus Christ went to the cross and died for our sins. That Jesus Christ was a substitute for you and I. Takes our place. Because just like the Roman officer, none of us are worthy. We've all sinned and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all failed. And all of us should step up publicly like the Roman officer and be able to look upon Jesus Christ, a holy God, a holy Savior, a righteous God, and say, I'm not worthy of you, but if you just say the word, I know I'm a new person in you. And that's my prayer tonight. And it's your prayer tonight if you believe in faith. I'm going to challenge you to stand up. And I'm going to challenge you that as we sing and as we worship the Lord right now, that you come forward and your prayer tonight is just simply that. I'm not worthy, God, but just say the word. And what's the word that God has for you tonight? Be healed. Be set free. Be made whole. Stand up with me. Listen to me. God has the authority to set you free. God has the authority and the power to set you free right now. Everybody look at me. The Roman officer came to Jesus and he said something. When he said, look, I'm not worthy, but just say the word. He goes, I recognize that you have spiritual authority. The Roman officer said, I'm a man too under authority. And I've got authority. He said, I've got people underneath me. He said, when I tell them to go, they go. When I tell them to come, they come to me. When I tell them to do, he does it. And it was such a declaration in faith, recognizing. Here he was as a flawed man, but he recognized that God himself had given his only begotten son, Jesus, this amazing authority to set the captives free, to set hurting people free, to bring healing to your life. Man, that's great faith. That's why Jesus said, oh, I've never seen faith like that. But I know that some people in this room tonight, from the balcony to the main floor, you've got faith. So now you come forward and you believe God for complete healing, for salvation in him. trusting in the authority of God to set you free tonight, to be made whole. Now you start coming now. Just step out of the aisle and make your way down here. I see you. In church, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, if you invited someone tonight, take their hand. Say, come on, I'll come down with you. Because this is what we're praying tonight. I'm not worthy, but God, heal my heart. I'm not worthy, but God, save me from my sin. I'm not worthy, but God, make me a new person. I'm not worthy, but God, change my life. Don't hesitate. Come on down. There is freedom for you this evening. This is your hour. And just like the word tells us, in that very same hour, the servant girl was healed. Well, there's healing for you right now because of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. As you have stepped forward and believed in faith for salvation in Christ Jesus, will you pray this prayer with me in faith? Now listen, I want you to open up your mouth and repeat these words after me, but it's not just, I don't want you to just think about them as words, but I want you to believe in faith that what you will say right now in this moment is your commitment to Jesus Christ to do a complete whole work in your heart and set you free forever. Complete freedom in Christ Jesus. And he has the power to do it. It's a supernatural thing. The healing power of Jesus Christ to be God, to be Savior in your life is going to make you whole. Church, I need you just to extend your hands and pray this prayer with them. Because there are witnesses, there are brothers and sisters that are behind you, and we're doing this together as a family because we've done this too. Dear Lord Jesus, I come before you now. I need you, Jesus, to set me free. I believe in you. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. Forgive me of all my sins. I turn away from those things. And I look to you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Make me a new person. Make me a new person. Cleanse me and make me whole. Heal my heart. Every broken place, bring healing to it. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for making me a new person. I believe in you as my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.